welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
I'm good.
We are going to talk about a favorite topic of mine, which is back pain. 4 out of 5 adults have low back pain at some point in their lives. I think that includes both you and I. It is listed as one of the top 10 most common reasons that patients visit the primary care doctor. It's also a common reason patients visit an emergency department. Back pain is sort of classified into 3 buckets, if you will. Acute lower back pain, you know, lasting 4 weeks or so, or up to 4 weeks. Subacute lower back pain lasting between 4 and 12 weeks. And then chronic back pain, which is typically over 12 weeks. I think that most of us listeners and you and I would agree that the go-to class of drugs for back pain for people who don't have any contraindications are the NSAIDs. Sometimes those don't work or patients want more relief, so we look elsewhere. I'm not a great fan myself of muscle relaxants, which really aren't muscle relaxants. They're CNS depressants, and they can be habit-forming. So we look to other classes of drugs, and recently, the antidepressants, which have perhaps gotten a little bit of a hard knock for their antidepressant effects, are looked at to see if they can provide some benefit with back pain. So you found a poem from the British Medical Journal. It was published in 2021. It attempts to answer the question, are antidepressants useful for lower back pain? And they also have added osteoarthritis pain. But do any of these drugs offer back pain patients benefit?
Yeah, it's not great news, I'm afraid. This was another meta-analysis, also in the BMJ. We talked about one last week. And again, that's probably my favorite medical journal in the world, followed closely by JAMA Internal Medicine. And so these researchers searched 5 databases to identify 33 randomized placebo-controlled studies with a total of over 5,000 participants. And all of the studies looked at antidepressants in patients with low back or neck pain, sciatica, or knee osteoarthritis. So they looked at different conditions. They did the meta-analysis appropriately with a couple of people looking at every study, selecting the studies, extracting the data, evaluating the quality of the studies. They defined, first of all, a meaningful reduction in low back pain as a 10-point drop on a scale from 0 to 100. We call that the minimal clinically important difference, sometimes abbreviated MCID. You'll see that increasingly in the literature. And that's just a good general point for our listeners that whenever you see a study promoting a 2.3-point greater reduction in pain or whatever, you always have to see 2.3 on a scale of what? On a scale of 0 to 10 or 20, yeah, that's probably clinically meaningful. A patient would notice that. If it's on a scale of 0 to 100, it's meaningless, completely meaningless. Patients would never notice it. So based on that standard, on average, SSRIs and SNRIs did not produce a meaningful reduction in low back pain. They found that sciatica may respond in the short term to SNRIs, but the effect wasn't sustained. Tricyclics, on the other hand, may produce sustained pain reduction after a slow onset, but the amount and the quality of the studies was lower than for other agents. Knee pain caused by osteoarthritis is not meaningfully affected by SNRIs, which was the only class of antidepressants studied for knee pain. They found that disability might be a little bit improved by the antidepressants, but probably not enough to be worth taking that medication. Heterogeneity was pretty low, but so was study quality. So bottom line is based on small, low-quality studies, tricyclics may produce sustained pain reduction in patients with sciatica, but SSRIs and SNRIs don't really provide a meaningful benefit. No antidepressant has been shown to be effective for back pain or knee pain associated with osteoarthritis. Kind of sad, but I think it does make me think maybe I should go back to, and I haven't prescribed many tricyclics. I'm curious what you think. I mean, is this something we should be considering for our back pain patients? You know, usually reach for the duloxetine or some other more modern, you know, classes of antidepressants. Should we be instead reaching back for tricyclics?
Yeah. So when I do prescribe antidepressants, the only class that I've prescribed have been the tricyclic antidepressants, and it's mostly at the end of the road. I have to say, and I'm about to trash a specialty in that it isn't meant to be the whole specialty, but one of the most frustrating things for me is when my patients go with acute back pain to the emergency department and they get given 10 days of Norco and then they come back to me. The Norco obviously works and I've got to fight the battle of not refilling their Norco and encouraging them to try other things. So the TCAs, you know, if I give them something that's over the counter, even if there's something super effective, they're going to be skeptical. Now, I must say that I am in California. We have an option here that I've used. You know, it probably isn't any better than placebo, but if you believe that placebo helps 25 or 30% of patients, I've been using CBD oils and creams that patients rub both on osteoarthritis and perhaps on their back. And, you know, I haven't studied this, but 25% or so say that they've found relief. And whether it's real or not, that's 25% of patients that feel better.
Yeah, as long as it's safe, you know, and that is pretty consistently what the placebo effect is in studies of painful conditions. It's around 30% respond to the placebo. And as long as it's safe and they don't mind spending the money on it and they feel better, then, you know, that's fine. Not great news here, but listeners, stay tuned because next week we will have a meta-analysis of chronic back pain that actually gives some useful things that work. So it'll be a nice change.
Thanks, Mark. See you next week.
See ya.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.